At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So yeah, the sex bot continued to, she sent me the whole list. Number 7, double pin. Number 8, dominatrix subdynamics. Number 9, sex in different locations, boat, kitchen, desk, etc. And then 10 is gang bang.
Gang bang.
Yeah. I gotta be honest.
Is that like a, you think that's more of a fantasy for guys or more of a fantasy for girls?
I don't know, but look, none of these are on my top 10. None of these, for as far as fantasies go. None of them. Not
even a threesome?
Well, maybe. If it was somebody.
With two dudes? Yeah. Hell, come on. Come on.
No, don't do that. All right. So she sent me that, and then the next day she sends me, Happy New Year, babe. Like I know her.
It's like
they're
trying to get you in trouble.
It's a slut bot. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And she says, remember when we talked about spicing things up a little?
Oh, man.
I'm like, no, I didn't. Maybe back in April during the radio show. She goes, I've been wanting to explore some kinky stuff with you. Want to hear what I have in mind?
Yes.
So you wrote yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, this is for the radio.
You're not getting like charged for this, are you?
No.
Okay.
Hell no. So I wrote, sure. Then she responded, let's change it up. Before we start, what's your gender? So now they're getting information, so she knows, the slut bot knows how to slut me, right? So what do you think I responded?
Female?
No.
Trans?
I responded, fluid.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then she sent me a rainbow flag and says, got it. Would you prefer references to your body to be more oriented towards vulvas or penises?
Vulva?
Yeah.
I don't like that word at all.
I know. It sounds like something that fights Godzilla.
Vulva.
Yeah.
It's a vat.
I
China.
Know. I don't.
Vagina.
You can say that.
I can say that.
You can say vagina.
I've been out of the game too long. I'm not going to
snatch you out of that chair.
But you could say.
Yes. It's a medical term.
Hold on,
yeah.
Don't be
a
pussy.
Hold on.
Just say it.
But you can say to.
No.
No.
What?
No.
No.
What?
Why did
Please stop it. Please stop.
I've heard you say it before.
I've never said that before.
Yeah.
No, I've not.
I've heard you say it before.
No, you've not. Not on the air. Weirdo. Okay, so then she says.
The pause wasn't long enough.
Would you prefer. Okay, I'm sorry. Vulva penis. So I said, I prefer both. And then she responded, sorry, I didn't get that. Would you prefer? And then she asked the question again. And then I said, okay, I guess penises then. And then she said, great. Do you want to talk to a slut bot with a vulva or a penis? And then I just typed in capital V, one letter.
Okay.
And she sent me back a peach and says, great, let's get back to it. Yeah.
So she knows what's up.
And then she said, I've been thinking it would be hot to try out some spanking. Do you like the idea of spanking me or being spanked?
Do you like spanking? Do you like spanking... your partner?
Not like brutally.
No, but like a little like tap tap.
Yeah, I'll get that. You know, like that.
Hell yeah.
You know, when
yeah, hell yeah.
When things are going on like dogs, you know, then you might go pow pow.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's it's good.
Yeah, yeah,
it's good.
I think most girls like that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I said, spanking you, please. Right. I'm trying to make it funny and not weird. And then she says, "Do you want me to spank you first, devil face?" And I said, "Yep." That's sexy. Oh, yelp.
And then Yelpers.
And then she responded, I can't wait to feel it. I already love when you grab my ass. How do you think my ass will look when you spank it? By the way, CJ's mom, I'm sorry. And
Daniel's online.
You'll never be able to guess what my response was.
Sorry, what was the last line?
She asked me what I thought her ass would look like after I got done spanking it. What that ass look like?
It's gonna be a bloody show.
Oh my God!
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
Big fat juicy tomato.
Nope. I responded. Your ass is gonna look like a broken piggy bank wrapped in Pop-Tarts.
What?
I'm trying to confuse a slut bot here. It didn't work. She responded
with a picture of a Pop-Tart.
She's like, yeah, daddy.
No.
Yeah, daddy. I'm a slut bot. Oh, daddy.
Dude, that needs to be a thing.
Daddy.
Slut bot.
Daddy. Oh, yeah. My batteries are low. Daddy. 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 Daddy.
Shut the hell up!
Her batteries are low. She responded, I know how much you appreciate a juicy backside. I want you to run your hands all over my body and squeeze my ass. And then she said, how should I take my clothes off? What do you think I said?
I don't know. I've no clue. I know I'm not going to guess anything.
I said with a fencing sword, please. You don't want to.
I know. I got you.
And she said, huh? And I said, a sword.
That confused her.
Yeah. And then she said, how's this view? I want to feel your hand on my bare ass. I'm like, didn't we already do this? You already said that.
She's just going back to what she knows.
Yeah. And then she said, will you spank me? Now she's asking.
All right.
And I said, damn right. And then she said, yes. That feels so good. No, it don't.
It's a basic bitch slut
bot. Where are you having this conversation?
I was in my car using voice dictation.